This month of December brings thoughts of home. On Tuesdays this month, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg considers home in various ways. She begins with a young man who fled his home in Iraq during the first Gulf War and returned there just last summer.
Shukri Sindhi was 13 years old when his parents and 10 of their 11 children fled northern Iraq. They were Kurdish refugees and lived in camps in Turkey for 3 years. In 1993, they were able to emigrate to this country, the Washington metropolitan area. All the children got after-school jobs. They saved enough of the years that the family was able to buy a home here. Shukri had a 3.8 grade average in high school and went on to get a bachelor's degree in architecture from Pratt Institute. Now he has returned to Iraq, where he is working as a translator. Shukri, tell us what home means to you.
To tell you the truth, I think I'm still in search of an answer for that. I haven't been able to find a home per se because of all the experiences and so many having to leave the places we lived in for so many times. I have not been able to put my roots down. So that's part of the reason why I'm here. I wanted to know if this still is home to me.
What do you think? You've been there since July.
Actually, I don't feel as if this is home anymore. I feel like a stranger. When we walk down the streets, kids here call me Mr. I don't feel like I really do belong here. I get stared at as if I was a stranger, just like any other American here.
Do you remember back, you were young, you were 13, but what do you remember about when you had to leave Iraq all those years ago, fleeing home?
I remember it was a very difficult life, not because of the hardships, but because you could never feel comfortable when you lived in Iraq. It was always the thought of, is my brother going to war tomorrow? Is he ever coming back? When do they call me for a draft? It was never a comfortable life.
Still, it was something you had to leave, so there's always a residue of feeling about it, a place you had known. Or did you feel just great relief leaving?
No, actually, it was a mixed feeling. Of course, we had a period of 3 years in Turkey to digest all of that. But in the camp, you know, no matter how hard we tried, you really couldn't feel at home because the camp started with a population of 15,000, and it would every day would dwindle and dwindle. People would decide that it was just too harsh, that they would rather live in danger in Iraq than live in the conditions in the camp. So you always had the feeling that tomorrow we might leave. So you really couldn't start to make it feel like home. And it wouldn't feel like home because we were living in tents.
Well, when the family could finally leave Turkey and find its way to the United States, what was that transition like? How here did you go about making a living place into a home?
I think we're still trying that. Of course, for me, being 16 when I came, I was right on that threshold where I could melt into the new culture much easily than the older ones. And, of course, the younger ones forgot what it was like living in Iraq, so they grew up more as Americans than as Iraqis. For me, it was just getting to speak the language, understand the culture, and try to comfortably fit in. As far as for my parents, I think they were just trying to provide a place for their kids so that they wouldn't worry about what will happen tomorrow, what war will we be part of tomorrow. And to a large extent, they're still trying to fit in. And there's always the feeling that, at least for the older members of the family, that the situation in Iraq will improve and one day they hope to come back. So there's always that feeling that you really can't embed your roots in anywhere you are, if you feel like you'll always want to come back to where you were born.
And do you share that feeling as well?
No, being here, actually, I don't share that feeling anymore. I feel a sort of freedom being uprooted because I feel as if I could go anywhere and put my roots down now.
Huh.
It's giving me some kind of comfort knowing that I could fit in anywhere.
You were talking so much about your search for home. How will you know when you find it?
I'm not sure, actually. For a from here, after I leave Iraq, I plan to travel perhaps to Spain or to South America and live there for a while. I'm not sure what I'm looking for, actually. Ever since being in the States, I've tried to fit in. And a lot of my architecture, actually, the stuff I did in school was, I always tried to find what it is to me that makes a homeland. And I found that it was always a clash between what I grew up with, the Muslim culture, the Kurdish culture, and the Western lifestyle. So there was always that clash. And I wonder if I go to a place where that clash doesn't necessarily exist, if I will find a more comfortable niche. And I'm not sure of that. When we fled Iraq, my father had a thick book, a kind of an encyclopedia, and in the center of it were some colored photographs. And the first photograph was a full-page spread of the skyline of New York. And in the camp, I must have stared at that photograph for hours at a time. I wanted to imagine myself in the United States, even though we really weren't sure where we would end up. So I ended up in New York, and I felt very comfortable there. So probably if I had to choose a place to live right now, it would probably be New York City. It would be Brooklyn. Hmm. And when we left the camp, my father exchanged that book for a prayer mat that had a compass in the center so that anywhere we went, he could find his direction to Mecca. And I think that says a lot about the experiences we went through, that no matter where you are, you really wouldn't belong and you would be on the move.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, Susan.
Shukri Sindhi, 26 years old, an Iraqi Kurd who fled Iraq when he was 13 and is back there now trying to help his homeland. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
Next Tuesday in this series, No Place Like Home, an architect describes how space creates the feeling of home.